Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is it just the way you are? Yeah.
It's Entertainment Schmick. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join in the month of May and get the summer free.
Summer free makes you feel fine.
But let's talk about some water bottles in the Game of Thrones series finale. Oh, my lord. Here's the deal. Everyone is watching so super closely to the final episodes that this has happened in the past, actually, people. One website listed previous seasons in Game of Thrones where there was an accidental power cord for a laptop, a character wearing jeans. Like, there were some goofs. But some people are saying that the final season was rushed and a little sloppy. So in the final episode this past Sunday, about 46 minutes in, there are two plastic water bottles. There's actually one at the 46-minute mark next to Samwell Tarly's foot, and then the second is a few minutes later between Ser Davos and Gendry. I feel like such an idiot saying these names, and I've never seen this show.
Great characters, though.
Listen.
It is funny, too, that it's like, a water bottle. That's right there behind the fire-breathing dragon. They can't have a water bottle.
Hey, listen. With a fire-breathing dragon, you need to stay hydrated. Yes. That's no joke.
Mm-hmm.
Series finale, by the way, HBO record breaker. 13.6 million for the initial airing. And then when you add in replays and streaming, it goes to 19.3 million. And HBO says that season 8 is averaging 44.2 million viewers. Wow. About 10 million more than the previous season. And if you want to see all the characters mashed up, rapping to Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby.
The extreme. One rock of mine like a vendor. Light up a stage and let jump like a candle.
Dance.
A gorgeous pink of that.
Some in your ear.
Like a poisonous
mushroom.
Deadly.
When I hear a dead melody.
Anything
less than the best is a felony.
Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullshit if you don't play.
And if there was a problem,
yo,
I'll saw the jack out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice Ice Baby.
Online at 198.com. John Wick was the only movie strong enough to bring down Avengers Endgame, so it's no surprise that they're going to have a John Wick 4 May of 2021.
Nice.
Get ready.
I still got to see 3, but I'm a big fan. And none of you guys have seen them.
No.
Guys, nope. Got to get on board.
Okay. You guys talked about Robert F. Smith, who paid off all of the Morehouse graduates' college debt, right?
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Such a great story.
It really was. I had to chuckle, though, because I follow comments by celebs on Instagram. It's where it's usually celebrities posting something and then another celebrity responding in the comments. So Oprah put up a picture because she gave the commencement speech at Colorado College's class of 2019 commencement. And there's a picture of her with this guy who's super excited. She said, I don't know who he is, but he sure is happy to graduate. I shook hands with all 571 members of the class and gave them a copy of The Path Made Clear. To which some troll responds, should have paid off their student debt, Oprah, LOL. And then, you know, tag Morehouse. She said, I've already paid $13 million in scholarships, have put over 400 men through Morehouse. Bam! You don't mess with Oprah. Check your facts first, people. She's like, oh, really? Hold my beer.
No, for Oprah, it would be her Moscow Mule.
Yeah, that's yeah. My Moscow Mule. Or my Tavana tea. The finale of The Voice tonight, Final Four, perform with Hootie and the Blowfish, Sarah McLachlan, Travis Tritt, and Toby Keith.
Wow.
I know.
Hootie, I'll take it. All over the place.
I wonder if Sarah McLachlan's still dating the hockey player. Can't even remember who it was now, but somebody that played for the Blues, right?
Yeah. Jeff Courtnall, I believe.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You're right.
Oh, man. You're right,
You know that. You had me at Hootie, though. I'm tuning in.
And the Spice Girls had to put their reunion rehearsals on hold on Friday. Mel B had to take care of some iHerp. Listen, iHerpes is a thing. And she went blind temporarily in her right eye. I don't know how you, get it in your eye. Okay. I don't know. But when her vision came back, she went back to rehearsals. She's not blind. They said this has happened before. They gave her some drops, and she's good now.
That's scary.
Yeah. I would ask to have those drops permanently by my side at all times. I don't know. And on TV tonight, you have the 16th season finale of NCIS, the first season finale of The Village on NBC, season finale of The Voice, like I said, on NBC. That's 2 hours long. Plus, ABC wraps up American Housewife, The Kids Are All Right, Black-ish, and Bless This Mess. That is Entertainment Schmig. We have more at 8:40, more online at Y98.com. That's also where you can listen to the Schmig in podcast.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in May and get the summer free.
Summer free makes you feel fine.
All right, a couple of things to check out at 198.com. You can see the new character posters for Stranger Things Season 3.
Man, they look awesome. It's very much like the old Indiana Jones, you know, Star Wars posters from the 70s and the 80s where they were hand-painted. Everything looks really cool. I love that look.
It's awesome. And the poster for the Downton Abbey movie, if you're interested. Also online. Catherine McPhee, former American Idol runner-up to Taylor Hicks, Soul Patrol. We got heckled by a bedazzled Soul Patrol fan back in the day. I think I blacked out on stage. And Courtney had the flop sweats. But Catherine McPhee and her 69-year-old fiance, David Foster, got their marriage license. They filed for like a secret marriage license or like a private one, but then they walked out holding a folder that said marriage license. Not so secret. By the way, she's 35, he's 69.
He's gross, too. If you ever watched any of The Real Housewives, he's not a good guy.
Man.
And let me just say this about Catherine McPhee. She's 35.
She's got a older man thing.
She's got a Real Housewives face now. She's like done all this work to her face. You're 35.
She's so beautiful. McPhee, she's so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of Whitney Houston's hologram going out on tour.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
What do you think about this?
I don't know. I might be into that.
Here are some things in development. Previous unreleased material coming out on an album. Possibility of Whitney going back out on tour in hologram form. But I'm really more interested in a stage musical based on her songs.
Oh.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
To yourself, is it going to be good? How will I know? You're just going to have to wait and see.
Why hasn't the hologram on tour thing happened yet? We saw Tupac at Coachella a long time ago now.
Yeah.
It was such a big deal, and it felt like, oh my God,
that's the new thing.
We're going to see this all the time.
Didn't they try that with, I think, Roy Orbison and Elvis, didn't they?
Really?
Yeah, I think there were some tours. I don't know if they've done them in the States, but I think there's been some European tours like that.
I wonder what the issue is, because I obviously wasn't at the Coachella thing. I was busy, but it looked amazing.
I know. That is.
I'm all for it.
Okay, good. Whitney Houston, hologram tour. We're all going. Reese Witherspoon. She was on Ellen yesterday talking about how she had a breakdown when her daughter, Ava, left for college last fall. She was sitting in her daughter's room and just laid on her bed and started crying. She said, it's okay. She's coming back. Apparently, they come back, right? She said it just broke her heart. But get excited, Reese Witherspoon fans, because we talked a while ago after we read Little Fires Everywhere, the book. She bought the rights to the book. She and Kerry Washington posted a picture a couple days ago on an Instagram story that they are filming it right now, and it's coming out on Hulu.
She is by far the smartest female in Hollywood. She got on this book train years ago and knew that there's this audience that just eats these books up and loves them. And she
did it with Big Little Lies. Yep. She's done it with so many movies. And one of the reasons she did it was because there just weren't juicy enough roles for women, roles that she really liked. So she's like, well, I'm just going to buy the rights to all these books and make them myself. So Reese plays Elena. Carrie plays Mia. And Pacey.
Joshua Jackson.
Joshua Jackson was just cast as Reese's husband in this. I am so excited. Get excited. Ken Jennings wrote an op-ed for the Washington Post praising James Holzhauer.
Oh, yeah. He has
on Jeopardy.
He wasn't on for like the past 2 weeks. He must be back on this week.
Yeah, what was it? Teacher week or
something? Yeah, teacher two weeks.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Jeopardy's like, man, teacher week usually brings us a boost in the ratings, but
I know. I was bummed about it, but I got back to Judge Judy. She was happy about that.
She definitely was. Rihanna has confirmed she's working on a reggae album. That sounds like a home run to me.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up.
I know. And if you want all the feels, Robert Wagner, the actor, 89 years old, was bottle feeding newborn kittens at a shelter. Is that a job? Can we sign up for that? Just let us know. Hit us back, Humane Society. And Game of Thrones. I know I teased it. We're not going to spoil anything for you, but some fans are obsessed with every little detail, including two plastic water bottles spotted in Sunday's series finale. About 46 minutes and then 47, 48 minutes into it, another water bottle. Kevin doesn't care, and Kevin's tired of it, so I don't want to take him off.
They'll fix it. They'll fix it in post. I think for me, it's one of the. Here's the deal, man.
They already had posts.
Yeah,
they'll fix it in post. It was just.
It'll live on for a while, the shows will.
It was very well done. There was an article written by the guy who wrote the books, George R.R. Martin, who even said, "I know. You know, how do you think you would have ended this?" He goes, "Probably the same way." There would have been longer. It would have been a lot more involved, but it was, you know, they did a good job. I tip my hat to them because, man, that's tough to do and have that much, you know, mistakes are going to be made.
That's entertainment schmick.
Yeah. More online at y98.com. Here's Lance with the brand.
You needed me to do that, didn't you?
I so did.
He's like, words.
I got two words for you. Play Gloria.
Hey, and by the way, Tim, I don't know if this is still happening, but a July 2018 Rolling Stone article says that the Roy Orbison hologram concert tour has a residency in Branson at the Andy Williams Moon River Theater.
Of course it's
really?
In Branson.
Oh, that's
now,
awesome.
Again, that article is 10 months old. I don't know if it's still doing it. So,
all right, I'm going to do some research. Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right.
Thanks, Lance.
You're welcome.
Carlos Rhodes looking.
All right, let's talk about the Northwest Corner. We are struggling there with a couple of crashes now. Mentioned last time around there was an accident southbound.
Y98, Courtney and Company celebrity birthdays. All right, it's all over the map today. But let's go with some 80s classics since, you know, we're kind of in that Gloria vibe. How old is Mr. T?
Ooh.
And how awesome is it if
you're
sharing... Treat yo mama right. How awesome is it if you're celebrating a birthday with B.A. Baracus today?
I wouldn't be that excited.
I would be.
I share with Judge Judy. To me, that's...
Yeah, and Kim Kardashian.
Why do you have to bring it up and taint it?
I pity the fool that shares a birthday with Kim Kardashian. 63.
I don't think he's that old.
I think he's younger. 61?
I'm going to say 60.
I'm going to say he's 66.
Well, Lance, you're closest. He's 67.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. He looks darn good.
Yeah, he does.
How old is somebody that I used to know, singer Gautier?
We all
I say
to know
no
him.
TA to that.
Yeah. I'm going to just go out on a limb and say 38.
40.
41.
37.
39.
Nice.
And finally, going back to the 80s, in so many great movies, how old is Judge Reinhold?
Oh, he really is.
He's had a lot of work done, by the way.
Has he?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm not one to judge Reinhold, but...
What was the one where it was Judge Reinhold's court? Was it in some movie?
It was in, oh...
Was it Sharknado?
No, I think it was in, the show Arrested Development.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tom confirms.
Yeah, with Bob Loblaw.
Yes.
And that Midler Danny DeVito movie, he's very, very funny in that, too.
Ruthless People.
Yeah,
yes.
But he's also remember he's the in-law of the, in the Santa Claus.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's a, yeah, and he's Neil,
a psychiatrist.
It's really strange.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I
didn't even mention Beverly Hills Cop.
Or Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah.
But this is an entertainment
worst scene
Reinhold.
Ever for any actor.
Yeah, I know.
With the Phoebe Cates, he's in the bathroom with his pirate hat on.
I'll take the first shot at it, and I think I'm way under 61.
65.
I'll go 64.
67.
62. Kevin was closest. Wow. And that's celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating on May 21st. Here's Lance Hildebrand with a final look at traffic.
So, Lance, before you leave, final numbers.
Oh, on Twitter.
Why don't you do it at the very end of your traffic?
Okay, hang on. Let me get over to that page because I got a rare no response. I've been getting a lot of replies throughout the morning. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, got to do it. Yes, of course, do it. Thanks. Please do it. A rare no response from Tim.
I thought it was Cat Thomas. No. That's our boss.
I will tell you, though, that every at 55 and Union Road on one of the exit ramps there. I'm Lance Hildebrand. That should give hope, give local, give goodwill. Traffic on Y98. And I'm looking for the poll here. Sorry, it's been a while since I've got to scroll down. Okay, current poll results. Should Y98 do 24 Hours of Glory again if the Blues win Game 6 tonight or Friday night if it goes to Game 7 and they win? The voting is 93% yes.
Wow. Yay!
You know, last time around, I thought it was going to be 50-50, but I said after we played 24 Hours of Gloria, it was like 95-5.
Yeah, there's people that aren't going to like it.
Who just want to complain.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it makes my life easier as a traffic reporter because we learned last time that it becomes a measurement of time.
Yes.
Right.
It took me 3.5 Glorias to get to work.
Right. Yeah, that was fun.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.